Stargirl, Space Agent in Training Collection. Stargirl, books 13 to 16, written by Louise Park and read by Taryn Ryan.
I have mine set to high and it doesn't feel like I'm walking through anything at all.
But before Aziza could change her suit setting, a loud rumble shook through the hills.
Whoosh! What is that?
Addie asked, staring up through the hills where the sound was coming from.
Whoosh! Growl! Whoosh! Growl!
Sounds like it's a blast of water, Aziza shouted. We have to get out of here!
Addie and Aziza scrambled to the side of the mud, but there was nowhere to go. Above the trees on the higher slopes, they could see spray and leaves hurtling into the air.
It's blasting along the sides of the hills and bringing everything in its path with it, Aziza shouted.
Addie grabbed hold of the roots of a plant, but when the water hit, she was washed along with it. The two agents bobbed and tumbled as they were washed down the hillside, along with plants, dirt, rock, and aliens. At the very bottom of the hill, the mud sludge pooled like a huge lagoon and spread out.
Are you all right?
Addie asked, treading water in the sludge lake.
I'm okay, but my visor is smashed to pieces.
I think I'm okay,
Aziza puffed between breaststrokes.
But it's so deep. Swim!
The Catralabs are drowning,
Addie called, but Aziza didn't appear to hear her. Addie grabbed one tiny creature struggling to keep its head above the mud and placed it carefully on her shoulders.
Hold on tight, little one, she said.
And with her other hand, she reached for the snare shot attached to her belt.
Aziza, help me, she called as she hit the button to release the snare net. They're going under quick!
Addie scooped as many Catralabs as she could in her net and then began to swim after Aziza. Aziza had made it to higher ground. She turned to see Addie struggling to swim as she balanced a net of Catralabs over one shoulder and the tiny Catralab perched on the other.
I'll use my snare net to pull you in,
Aziza called out as she hit the pole extension button on her snare shot.
Grab hold of it with your free hand!
No!
Addie called back between breaths.
Save as many Catralabs as you can! I can manage!
The two agents were an exhausted, grimy mess when they pulled the last of the Catralabs from the mud and set them free on higher ground. Addie watched as the last batch scampered away through the plants and undergrowth.
They are so adorable, she said. Like furry little pups.
The one you had on your shoulder doesn't seem to want to leave, Aziza pointed out.
It's been huddling by my boots the whole time.